You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about two items that are taking place in Columbus, Ohio, one being proper footwear, and the other being a full sweep locker, whatever they want to call it. Let's talk about the footwear first. Please stop telling me it's a rule, they have a right to enforce it. Unless you're going to tell me that paying annual leave or sick leave when requested via 3971, if you're going to tell me that's a rule and that must be enforced, then I can hear your argument about the shoe policy is a rule and they have a right to enforce it. They have a right to enforce both, but they don't. Columbus Management is enforcing the policy that if your shoes aren't 100% leather or leather-like, they're going to send you home. Well, last Monday, that policy came back to bite them because the supervisor at one of the other facilities, I think it was Twin Rivers, and this is as the story is being told to me, sent 5 to 7 people home because their shoes were not 100% leather. Now, I guess they didn't think that thing through because now you don't have enough people to run your operation. So, mail to some of the associate offices and the station and branches were very late. And one reason I know they were late, because most of the carriers from Gahanna had left. Well, a lot of the carriers had left when I was just delivering the flats to them, their processed flats. So, here's a case where a policy that's been ignored for years, yes, you have a right to enforce it, but really, you're going to send people home? Let's go to the next bit of buffoonery coming out of Columbus, Ohio, and that is the senior lead MDO, I guess the plant manager authorized him to be in charge for a minute, but the senior lead MDO sent out a memo. In fact, he took this memo, photocopied it, and taped it to every locker in the building. Now, if he would do that with some operational stuff, maybe Columbus could be in a little better shape when it comes to USM, undeliverable standard mail stacked in that building. Maybe they could be in better shape when you have all that cardboard all over the building taking up floor space that definitely could be used better. But that's not important. I'm going to read to you this, I like to call it an op order, a poorly formatted op order. That's what I like to call what I'm about to read you right now. And our senior MDO, everybody knows he's got a military background, but it's surprising because his background in the military is in the band. And let me tell you why I want to make that so pronounced. I taught military logistics for years. One of the things we teach senior leaders is the band is an important piece of a total package being sent anywhere because the band provides morale. That was the key statement for the band. So it boggles my mind that our senior lead was in the band, but yet does not exercise any kind of concept that's going to build morale. In fact, he exercises concepts in the way he delivers any process so that he invites confusion and confrontation. But let's get to this poorly formatted op order. Here's from Jeffrey Hotchkiss. We will be doing a full locker sweep, clean out, reassignment process on 12 March 22, starting at 10 o'clock in the male locker room. After the male locker room is complete, we will move to the female locker room. This is the process that all employees must follow. What he's doing is, I believe, Again, this is just my belief, and it's my podcast, so I'm going to let you know what I believe. I believe that he is intentionally trying to incite a really poor work environment, and maybe that's what gives that individual or that position joy. I don't know. But here we go with the process all employees must follow. If you have a current locker assigned, you are to place your name, whether it be in sticker, piece of tape, etc., on your current locker. The writing must be perfectly legible. See, there we go. Nonetheless, your lock must be removed during the process because every single locker will be gone through. Not inspected, gone through. So you're going to just throw out and rifle the items in that locker? Is that what you mean by gone through? If you have your name legibly on the locker, it will remain yours and be annotated in the new locker assignment book. All lockers with no names, regardless of extended leave and or not currently at work, will be completely emptied and annotated in our new locker assignment book. This locker assignment book, this must be like some new secret G15 type mission that the band leader wants to take the Postal Service through in Columbus, Ohio. All locks, regardless of properly assigned lockers or not, will be cut. All food items and lockers with no names attached will be thrown away. All other personal items found will be placed on the table in the main employee break room for 1 week. On 19 March, those items will be thrown away. Union officials are invited to attend the process. Once the process is complete, we will start fresh with a brand new single locker assignment book for the entire facility, not inclusive of maintenance. All of this for you need a new book? Is that what's going on here, Senior Lead? We will also be annotating any postal equipment, scanners, tow hooks, etc., found. If we find postal equipment in assigned lockers, those employees will receive an investigation. See, there we go. That's what this is all about. Everything Columbus management does, and when I say their management, I'm talking about the acting plant manager and the senior lead MDO. Everything they seem to want to do is always based on how much discipline can we write. They never, ever, ever stop and take a moment and think, how can I introduce this change that's going to be compatible or enhance the work environment? No, their whole operation, the mode of operation is, we're going to force this down their throat, and if they don't conform, we're just going to write them up. Now, this is where, you know, the senior lead puts his finishing touch on everything. He states, this process is not open for discussion or debate. We are going to correct our locker assignment process. You got backed up mail in that building. You got fire hazards in that building. You got doors blocked with empty equipment and garbage. But your locker assignment draws this kind of attention. If you took that type of attention to anything and placed it on ensuring that your building is safe, maybe you could, I know it's not your intent, but then maybe you could enhance the work environment, and then you could inform employees there's going to be a locker inspection without this, I consider it not a threatening letter, but I don't know. Again, here we go. The beatings will continue until morale improves. You see, for the first part of this podcast, I tried to play a lot of army band music in the background, hopefully trying to subliminally reach the senior MDO and getting back to his basics. See, I'm an old retired army drill sergeant, and I know the training that he should have received. So hopefully playing a little bit of army music in the back will help him realize that you receive comprehensive training, extended training in morale. Why don't you go back to your training and use that in your current position? I'm positive it would make Columbus a more hospitable place and in return make it a better operating plant, which gives you the latent function of saying you did something right. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes open, because there's going to be flyers in the swing rooms trying to get employees to link up, and let's stand in a solid solidarity posture while we send the message to the lead MDO that there's a way to talk to people, there's a way to introduce new processes, and the way in which you do it is usually not the right way. But what I would like to say to every employee in Columbus, Ohio, as a sign of solidarity, this is what I would recommend. Since the locker inspection is going to take place on the 12th, I strongly recommend every employee in that building on the 11th to take the lock off your locker, take everything out of your locker, and you can put it back in there on the 13th or after noon on the 12th. But let's stand in solidarity and show Columbus management that, you know, we can get united. And I'm talking to clerks and mail handlers. It's going to take a little effort on your part, because I've got a lot of items in my locker that I've already started cleaning out. So for this one day, will you stand in solidarity with me as we empty everything out of our lockers at work and allow the band leader to come through with the trumpet section and do a comprehensive, whatever it is he plans on doing. But you see, by taking everything out of the locker, just think how easy we just made his job. Before I bring the podcast to a close, I want to leave you with a reference. Administrative Support Manual 634, Section 271. It delineates the positions of authority that are allowed to inspect your locker. In this case, the installation head, who is the acting plant manager, or the designee. Now, she can designate the band leader to do the inspection, but that responsibility belongs to the acting plant manager. Now, the Administrative Support Manual clearly lets you know that the Postal Service has a right to inspect its property. And no one's arguing that right. What we're arguing, or not even arguing, what we're trying to bring to the attention of Postal Headquarters is there's a process and there's a manner in which to do it. So the idea of a locker inspection is not the issue. The manner in which it's going to be inspected or conducted, that's where most employees have a heartache with this new management in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I'm going to stay on the podcast, and I'm going to follow this very close. And again, the information as far as clean out your locker on March 12th, let's make a movement out of it. Call it clean out your locker on March 12th. But let's all try to link up, show some solidarity for the craft of mail handlers and APWU clerks, mail processors. On March 12th, make sure your locker is empty and there is no lock on it. Now, please put your name on it. Make sure it is perfectly legible. And then take everything out of that locker, including your lock. And then you can restock your locker back on the 13th. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you when I talk to you.